This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado voters will decide whether to dedicate hundreds of millions of dollars a year to affordable housing. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A proposal to increase the state's funding for affordable housing will appear on statewide ballots this November. That's after supporters collected more than 200,000 signatures. The money would come from income tax revenues. If passed, the measure would dedicate a 0.1% of those funds to affordable housing. That could be close to $270 million per year. The measure would not increase the taxes Coloradans pay, but it would result in smaller Tabor refunds. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The state now requires a license to do radon measurement or mitigation. About half of Colorado homes have radon levels higher than the EPA recommends. The state established this program in response to a market that's emerged for unqualified radon professionals. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that can enter homes from the soil. It causes about 500 deaths in Colorado each year. More than 300 professionals have gotten a license so far. A searchable database of licenses is available through a state website. Shaw Reservoir in southern Colorado will have new managers. Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, and state conservation groups have signed a partnership deal to acquire and manage the reservoir. It's located in the headwaters of the South Fork of the Rio Grande. The complex deal is designed to increase water supplies for residents in the San Luis Valley. It also aims to protect water sources that support regional wetlands and a popular fishing spot. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 11:06 this hour. We're listening to 1A.